Fisky today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, what we see in the cattle markets this week?
KC, good morning. We started out, the runs were lighter than they were the last 2 weeks, but we started out the market. I mean, it continued to be very positive. I mean, didn't see any holes in anything from the stockers. I mean, if you've got one weighing 650 and down and trying to decide whether you want to keep it or whatever, I mean, it's a pretty tough decision when you can get $1,400 to $1,800 for your calves coming off the cow. Feeder market's good. I noticed yesterday afternoon late, I didn't look at anything till late yesterday, and one guy that keeps me updated on the fat cattle market, I noticed we got, I think he said, in 188 to 189 in the south, and in Nebraska and up in there got 190 to 191 for fat cattle. So I mean, as far as the feeder market, it looks like things are very positive. I know we got an own feed report coming out today, and you know, it's just a crapshoot. I mean, it's we know what the figures are. Now it's how close we got to the bet, and that's always just a wait and see deal. But in general, overall, good. And yesterday I left Apache, headed back home, and it rained on me hard. I just got a call from a gentleman down here south of the city in the Washington area, and he said he got 2 inches of rain. And I don't know how much. I imagine we got an inch overall before I left Apache down in that area. I don't know how widespread or general it is, but you get to talking to people, and we were needing some rain again. So that's one thing to look, you know, to look good forward to right now. I think, you know, I don't think we're going to see any big runs till we get to end of April. And there's not a tremendous amount, but there's plenty of May cattle to come off this graze out wheat to come to town. And the worst part is they all come the same time, just like they do since, I guess, the beginning of time. So it's nothing new to us. I mean, you see one year out of 10 that you see a better May, you see a good May feeder market compared to what it would have been in March, April. So, you know, these calves will be coming off big and fleshy. I mean, a lot of these people's had good wheat. So I just expect the market to kind of stay steady till we get to May. And then it's a flip of the coin, whether they'll try to cheapen them up and have enough room to start unloading feeder cattle. That's the whole deal.
Well, is this the lull? Are we finally in kind of the lull that you've been talking about for a bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a seasonal lull. I mean, this time of year, everybody's already come off their wheat that they're going to cut. And then we're into the end of, used to be, you know, you could go to the end of May to June. Well, with these new varieties of wheat, everything's earlier. So a lot of this wheat starts heading out, and you're done by the 1st to the 5th of May. And a lot of them, you know, a lot of them start coming off the end of April to the 1st to the 10th of May. So that's what we got to look forward to. I don't see these runs getting any bigger. And I mean, a lot of it's based off, we got less cattle, but it's also a seasonal time when we see less cattle this time of year anyway.
Well, you mentioned rain. It rained on me on my way home as well. And that's kind of what everybody's talking about. I know the Drought Commission is meeting on Tuesday. So is that the main thing that you're hearing, Bob?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I talked to some customers there in Grady County, and, you know, they needed a rain for their oats. They said, you know, 80 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds suck the water out of this ground pretty quick. So, you know, the topsoil was starting to get dry again. I mean, I think we got good subsoil moisture, but you get west of I-35 and south of I-40. And I've got customers who are still talking about, we got to have they got good soil moisture, but we got to have a good general rain to get some runoff. They still need to fill their ponds up.
If folks want to talk to you about stuff, Bob, how do they get in touch with you guys?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay Levi, Kelly Allsbrook, Greg Griffith, or myself. Just give us a call anytime. We'd love to visit with you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Have a good day, Casey.